You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned in.
I can plow a field all
here on October 7th, 2019, to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm your host, James Kelso, for this live program, 60 Minutes. We're on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m., and on this Republic Broadcasting Network, but I guess we're on all over the place. And on Sunday, we're on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This is the Trump Phenomenon, and during the live show, you're invited to call in at 800-313-9443. And I love to get calls from people who've never participated in the show. I'm up here in North Dakota, the least visited state in America, but not the least visited show, apparently. We found out yesterday that on TalkStream Live, this show is highly ranked. Wow, I did not know that. I think the engineer told me it was ranked number 14 on TalkStream Live. Whoa, we must be doing something right. Maybe it's your excellent calls. So we'll go at it again here tonight. And I'll tell you one thing this show is doing right is that it's Donald Trump that's the winner, not me, not this show. It's Donald Trump. And I'm just a lucky guy that I put my money down on the Kentucky Derby winner when I decided to make a radio show on the Trump Phenomenon. He delivers every day, which is perfect for radio. You know, you need a guy who delivers news, excitement, thrills, and spills every day. And Donald Trump does that. He's 7 days a week, something amazing every day. And that has been true every single day since he was sworn in. Was it January 20, 2017? Every day since he came down the escalator, was it July 15th or June 15th? 2015, and well, he's now running it out to November 3rd, 2020, on which day he will be reelected. And then, my gosh, we just sail off into, I'm sailing off into old age. We're going to go to 2024 with Donald Trump and the amazing things he's doing for our nation. I'm going to play a little video that he just put up at the top of his Twitter account, which is really his fireside chat with you. And it's a matter, using Twitter is just a matter of convenience. The enemy controls Twitter, blah, blah. He has to use their channel of communication. Soon enough, we'll have our own. Soon enough, we'll replace Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all of those controlled media. They'll be replaced with Patriot media. The kind we're building right here at the Public Broadcasting Network. And wherever you're hearing this show, wherever you are hearing this show, you can be sure that you are tuned into a Patriot channel of communication. And all of these things, all these small efforts will coalesce into bigger things. And one day we're all going to wake up and learn, as I did. I didn't know this show was so popular. We're going to find out, hey, wait a minute. Our stuff is more popular than CNN. Hey, our audience is bigger than MSNBC. Hey, Joe Scarborough, you've been replaced with Patriot Media. And that's what's happening. So, wow. And of course, this is now, let me play this little bit from Donald Trump and make sure I took care of all the housekeeping. Yes, you've got the show information that you need. And now let's go to Donald Trump. Here's what he has at the top of his fireside chat. And of course, for you youngins out there, that's a reference to FDR, not Donald Trump's hero. But FDR did make masterful use of radio to communicate directly with my parents and my grandparents. And Donald Trump is doing even much better than FDR at that. So here's this message that he has at the top of his site right now. Let me refresh this thing. Here you go. Now, let me, I'm going to interrupt these, the audio here so you can get the visual. I'll try to provide it as in the old golden days of radio when people listened, watched baseball games on radio because the announcer was good enough to say, it's a curveball. Then you hear the crack of the bat. He swings. It's up. It's going, 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 going. Gone, you know, and you can see it. Those guys were good. They put us all in the shade, those great radio broadcasters of yesteryear. But in what you're seeing here, this is video of Trump rallies. I've been to two of them. I'm going to go to as many as I can. I'm going to make sure I take my family with me, make sure my kids will be able to say they saw this great man when they were little. These rallies, folks, they're huge. They're humongous. They are, and it's wonderful. You see in this video, you get the view that Donald Trump, right now I'm looking at the view that Donald Trump has as he comes out of the tunnel, so to speak. He comes out of the, behind the curtain, and he's looking out at us in the crowd. And you see the roaring, beaming faces, people, just every person, just, it's a peak of energy. Imagine what that feels like for Donald Trump. So here we go. You're going to hear a lot of, a lot of these crowds.
This is a movement like we've never seen in the history of our country.
Wisconsin is Trump country.
And that's what this fight is all about. We're taking on the failed political establishment and restoring government of, by, and for the people. It's the people. You're the people. You won the election.
We love this country. We love Donald Trump.
Promises made, promises kept.
We support President Trump.
This is epic.
Donald Trump is our president.
With every last ounce of heart and hope and sweat and soul, we are going to make our stand. We are going to stand for liberty. We are going to stand for justice. We are going to stand for freedom. And we are going to stand for the sacred rights given to us by the hand of Almighty God. You joined our movement, the greatest movement in the history of our country.
And let me just interrupt. These are unforgivable interruptions. Ah, God, the energy. You know, when I watch these crowds and I watch these time-lapse pictures of a stadium filling up, it'll bring tears to your eyes, folks. When you finally get into one of these events, you'll find yourself crying at some point in the event. It's so emotional. But the president just said the greatest movement in the history of our country. Well, that's too modest. Donald Trump is just too modest a man. This is the greatest move, hands down, no question. This is the greatest movement in the history of the earth.
You protected your family. You defended your dignity. You recaptured your destiny. And you took back your country with that great election 2.5 years ago. We are one united movement, one united people, and one United States of America.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Now, again, imagine what it feels like, folks. Imagine this video is shot from Donald Trump's POV. And so you're seeing the crowd the way he sees it. And imagine what it must be like for this man, Donald Trump, to look out at our faces, 20,000 of us, beaming. There's no such crowd anywhere, ever, in anything. If you've ever been a person in front of a crowd, if you've ever been an entertainer or a speaker or performer, you've looked out at an audience and you look out at people that are bored. Some of them are disgusted with you. I used to be a singer myself. I don't think they were disgusted, but they didn't look like Donald Trump's crowd. You know, they were picking their nose or talking with their neighbor or, you know, getting up to get a hot dog or something. You've never seen a crowd like a Trump crowd. Can you imagine a crowd of 20,000 people? And he's had plenty of those. He'll have another one coming up here October 17th in Dallas, Texas, in the American Airlines Center, north part of Dallas. There'll be 20,000 people in that crowd, and there'll be 20,000 more outside. But imagine a crowd in which every eye is on you, in which every mouth is curved upward in an ear-to-ear smile. A crowd in which every single person is waving their hands or waving their sign or jumping up and down and screaming. You'll wait till you get into one of these crowds. The person next to you, the little lady sitting next to you, and the kids and old people, and they're all screaming. They're all so happy.
To this nation. Now you finally have a president who is loyal to you. Every day between now and November 2020, we are going to keep on working, we are going to keep on fighting, and we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful. Now, I'm going to play another little clip for you that, again, it's important, not because I found it. I didn't find it. It's so easy, folks. Donald Trump's fireside chat with you. It's right there. Just go onto Twitter and read what the president is noticing and picking up each day. Here's Tammy Bruce. Boy, did she get it. And she's got an interesting, this is a very interesting Donald Trump supporter coming from a background as a chapter leader of the National Organization of Women. You know, you would think of that being a fairly liberal organization. She's not the sort of conservative you expect. But listen to her. She shows the breadth and depth of the Trump revolution, the Trump movement, the Trump phenomenon. Because this good woman with a background that's not your standard conservative background, she gets it how great Donald Trump's movement is. Listen to her. Here she is. And by the way, she's speaking on the Steve Hilton show, which is, what is the title of his show? The Next Revolution, or The Revolution Will Be Televised. It's a revolution show with Steve Hilton, who's a Brit, I believe. And it's brilliant, brilliant show. Steve Hilton, boy, does he get it. Listen to Tammy Bruce making an excellent appraisal of the importance of the Trump phenomenon.
This is why he was elected, ironically, is that the American people realized that something was afoot that wasn't good for us, that they were looking only to themselves, that only they mattered. There was no rule of law. There was no real justice, and that we wanted someone to come in to fix that. It is almost inevitable that this would occur and that they would impeach him. And it proves how correct we were in 2016, that this, and now the big deal here is
now what Tammy Bruce is saying, that what was inevitable is not Donald Trump. He wasn't inevitable. My God, are we blessed that he appeared. He was not inevitable. But what was inevitable is that once that he got into office, that they would do everything to destroy him. So Tammy Bruce, that's the inevitability she's talking about. And they are doing everything they can, legal, illegal, dirty, anything they can to destroy Donald Trump. He is their nemesis.
For these kinds of conversations, so that it gives us another opportunity to say, wait a minute, this isn't even about policy. It's not even about, oh, you don't like somebody or you do. It's like, this is the kind of corruption, God help us, that has been operating for decades,
yes,
with no pushback, and that now is the time that it must stop. This is why he was elected, ironically, is that the American people realize that something with...
Okay, so I went all the way through that. It was just 51 seconds. But boy, does she have it right there. And the so now let's go. Let me update my my Twitter here and my fireside chat. And eventually, oh, and his audience has grown. Now he has 65.4 million followers. So it's going up by jumps of 100,000 every couple of days. The let's find a good tweet here. Are there some good tweets today? Let me check my message board here. Let me just check so that any of you calling at 800-313-9443 can get in. Let me just see what's going on over here. Wow, the engineer just sent me a message. This show on the TalkStream Live network or system, whatever it is, this show was hanging around rank number 14 or 15 out of 100 shows that are ranked. Can you believe that? And these are all of them are good shows. TalkStream Live is the real deal. So you folks out there, there are a lot of you. I did not realize that. I thought we were kind of a small, intimate crowd here. But something that we're doing is catching fire. And, of course, the way things like this grow, I haven't promoted this show. I haven't spent a penny on advertising this show or promoting it or, you know, I don't have a website. I don't have a Twitter account. I'm not on Facebook. I don't even know how to use it. I haven't done any promotion of this show. All I've done is turn on this microphone 6 days a week and talk to you. That's all I've done. And somehow, you told somebody, hey, this is a pretty good show. You might want to listen to it. And you've told people how to connect to it. So thank you. Thank you very much. Because you're the only people that have promoted this show. And there are a lot of you. All right. So I'm not going to change a thing. I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing. Because I'm very affected by your support, by your faith in this show and your, those are the wrong words. I'm very humbled that you would find something that I say interesting and helpful. I'm getting from you that wonderful feeling that we all want, that you did something good with your life. All right. So going to, what Donald Trump has been saying here to us on his fireside chat, he says, I was elected. Now we're going to turn here and put the focus on what Donald Trump is doing in Syria right now, vis-a-vis Turkey and the Kurds and the PKK, which is a very violent group. About which I confess I'm ignorant, so I don't know about this particularly well. Here's what the president is saying to us today. I was elected on getting out, O-U-T-T, of these ridiculous, endless wars. Now look at this, my gosh. Our president, finally a president who says ridiculous, endless wars. Oh, we'll be right back after this break.
Still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Also here, your host, and I just swallowed an M&M the wrong way. Let me look here for any phone calls. If you call in, you'll show up on my caller board here at 800-313-9443. I hope I can play a little bit of Donald Trump today in the the East Room of the White House. It's the one with the portrait, the Frederick Remington portrait on the wall there behind him, Western scene. I hope I can play a little of that for you, but it was just wonderful. I'll read the kind of the pertinent tweet. I was elected on getting out of these ridiculous, endless wars where our great military functions as a policing operation to the benefit of people who don't even like the USA. Yeah, you just heard that. The president wrote it to you. That's a sentence that you didn't even dare hope you would ever hear from your president. Your president. You finally have a president who is yours. He really is your president. He's actually working for you. He loves you and what you value. Your destiny, he just mentioned it, to realize your destiny. Note, to you, what was the phrase he just used? You regained, or we recaptured our destiny. I was elected on getting out of these ridiculous endless wars where our great military functions as a policing operation to the benefit of people who don't even like the USA. I have to pinch myself. Then he says the two most unhappy countries at this move that is pulling. Oh, and by the way, the president is bailing out of Syria and he's abandoning the Kurds and, you know, the liberal loonies trying to spin this way, that way. They'll spin anything. Whatever he does, it's wrong. He's moving a few dozen U.S. troops, moving them. He's relocating them so that they won't be in the line of fire. Very smart. The two most unhappy countries at this move, that is moving those few troops, are Russia and China, because they love seeing us bogged down, watching over a quagmire. Memo to George Bush and his father, quagmire, Mr. Bush, and spending big dollars to do so, as in trillions with a T. I'm kind of inserting. I hope you can tell my words from the president's. They are the less articulate. When I took over, our military was totally depleted. Now it is stronger than ever before. The endless and ridiculous wars are, and then in all caps, folks, Rand Paul, you know, is paying attention when he hears stuff like this, and he loves it. He loves what the president is doing because it's the realization of the Rand Paul and Ron Paul dream of disentangling America from suicidal wars abroad. He says the ridiculous and the endless and ridiculous wars are in all caps ending. All caps ending, exclamation mark. That's a man who means it. He is engaged in ending the endless and ridiculous wars. And he, in his press conference, which is a little bit of audio I was hoping to find for you, he most beautifully says, he says, look, you know, I could choose to stay in Syria. I could choose to stay in any of these areas to keep our troops, so to speak, to keep our troops in these areas. I could do that. He says, but that just begs the question. At some point, we have to leave. So if it's so horrible to leave now, how is it going to be different 5 years from now? Or 10 years, or 20 years. You're going to make the same argument. Oh, it's horrible. You're abandoning some people. So he says, we might as well do it now. Let's get out. And he says, then he says, we will be focused on the big picture, knowing we can always go back and blast. Okay. In other words, he's a peace president, but he's like Theodore Roosevelt walking softly and carrying a big stick. You don't mess with Big Bad John. And everybody in the world knows that. If you're some terrorist watching TV in your bunker somewhere, they all know Big Bad John can reach out and touch you, brother. We'll be right back.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When these endless and ridiculous wars are over, and apropos of that, let's see what the president is retweeting. You know, if we said something good on this show, if you post something good out there, the president of the United States might retweet it, because that's what he does. It's one of his ways of communicating his meaning. So here's someone named Kurt Schlichter. I don't know who he is, but he put up a post somewhere, and the president just retweeted it today. And here's what Kurt Schlichter said, and we can conclude that the president, these are ideas shared by our president. He writes, Turkey is invading northern Syria. So we can take it the president perceives that to be what's going on. The president is keeping us out of it. Beautiful. The gang that never met a war they didn't want to fight and failed to win will be outraged. So they all are. Brian Kilmeade. Oh, he's such a dope on Fox and Friends. Brian Kilmeade is getting all red in the face. Oh, the president is pulling out of Syria. What a mistake. Oh, Brian Kilmeade, what the hell do you know, you clown? He's going to tell the president he's making a foolish move. So Kilmeade is one of these people that never met a war. He didn't want to fight. Well, have somebody else fight. He doesn't want to fight it and failed to win. They're all outraged. All these endless and ridiculous warmongers. So now go back to Kurt Schlichter. His next sentence. When they howl, the Brian Kilmeades, ask them one thing. Ask them exactly how many American lives it's worth. I say, this is Kurt Schlichter speaking, but it's also the president speaking. I say, what's his number, folks? You know it. Zero. Zero. And in his press conference today with the Japanese ambassador, a prelude to signing a great trade agreement with Japan, a great nation that the president was so happy to be able to compliment, well-led, well-run, a great nation, a great civilization, which is what we're supposed to be, a great civilization. The Japanese aren't losing their civilization, their destiny. The Japanese are realizing their destiny. The president wants us to do the same. The president in that press conference, he said, the hardest part of this, my day in the White House, is having to sign letters and compose individual, unique letters to the family of every soldier killed, every American killed. A unique letter goes to each family, and I sign it. And he said, that's the hardest thing I do. And I don't want to sign those letters. That's a man with a heart. That's a man who thinks, not like Bush, this clown, this idiot, this dope, this puke. I was looking for a word. I called everybody an SOB. I called all of our enemies SOBs yesterday. Maybe I used that word too much. How about a nicer word? Puke. They're pukes. That's what they are. George Bush Jr. and Sr. were and are pukes. They don't mind sending thousands of Americans to their horrible deaths on false pretense. Imagine something more treasonous, more traitorous, more evil than sending thousands of great, great men to the horrible deaths based on lies, based on knowing falsehood, based on saying Saddam has yellow cake, Saddam has nuclear weapons, Saddam has weapons of mass destruction, and you know it's false. You know it's, again, we've got to use this word because that's what, as Tammy Bruce said, I love this trope. How about that? This trope of we are the foie gras. We conservatives have been force-fed bullshit. I think that's what they force-feed these poor ducks. I think they feed them garbage. That for our whole lives, we finally realized, you know what? Something's wrong. We've got to do something about this. Help! Help! And there appears Donald Trump coming down the golden escalator with beautiful Melania right in front of him. So that's it right there. I say zero, says the president. And Rand Paul, you can hear him cheering and pumping the air with his fist. Thank God we've got a president who understands America first and make America great again. And the president says, let's see, let's come up to his recent tweets here in that very vein. He says, he retweets, here's more encouraging news. He retweets a lot of Hugh Hewitt. Now, I don't know whether Hugh Hewitt was always on board on the Trump train. I don't know his history at all. I've been on the Hugh Hewitt show many, many years ago. And I have mutual friends with Hugh Hewitt. But I don't know whether he was maybe not on the Trump train. But he's on it now. That's wonderful, folks, because that's one of the things that President Trump has to accomplish in building his movement. Those that are salvageable, those that are good people, will jump on the Trump train. And so the president retweets Hugh Hewitt, who says this. Hugh Hewitt says, I went with Ambassador John Bolton to Jerusalem and Ankara, Israel and Turkey, in January. I don't know what we can do other than a staged withdrawal or a permanent garrison. The challenge of the century is on the seas, in space, and in Asia. It is not on the Turkish-Syrian border. So that's Hugh Hewitt, and the president's retweeting it. He's saying, Hugh, you got that right. And then Hugh Hewitt writes, Turkey can't want a war with Kurds, but if it does, we can't be killing Turks with Americans throughout Turkey and our bases there. Some, these are the neocons, will cast any deal with Turkey as Donald Trump getting close with a dictator. It's not. It's dealing with the realities that we can't stay forever. Now, that's a very good thought by Hugh Hewitt, but what's especially significant is the president is retweeting it. He is brilliant at this retweeting business. He's a brilliant analyst. Then here's this. Now, people think that Donald Trump is not strong. He says, as I have stated before, he tweeted this today, as I have stated strongly before, and just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, are you loving it? Consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. You know, at the press conference, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, he's taking, this is with the press conference with the president of Finland. Some clown jerk puke in the media is shouting some question toward the president. And Donald Trump looks at him. These are such classic moments. He looks at him and he says, I'm as if it's from the movie, he says, you talking to me? Oh, God, it was a beautiful. And then he says to the guy, don't be rude. He is utterly, utterly and profoundly understood that the entire media corps are pukes. And we have learned this from our president. It's absolutely wonderful. Let's go to John in Missouri. John, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Yeah, I'm real happy Donald's pulling out over there in Syria. We don't need to be there. You know, we were lied to during the Vietnam affair, and those old enough to remember it ought to learn something from it. We just don't need to fight everybody else's war.
Well said, John. And of course, your president. See, he is your president. He just said what you just said, and he believes it. And he acts upon it. So let me go back to that sentence, which is so beautiful, where he says, let me go back to it. He says, the endless and ridiculous wars are, and I love how he uses all caps, John, ending. So, folks, it's not just Syria. It's all of them. Any of the ridiculous and endless wars are ending. And then he makes the point in the same series of tweets, that doesn't mean I'm some kind of a pushover pacifist president that you can shove around. No, I'm walking very softly. But hey, folks, I'm carrying a very big stick. And it's interesting to note, I didn't know this, Joe, military was depleted. You know, I didn't realize that Obama, for all of his war making, was actually running our military into the ground. I was unaware of that until the president alerted me to that fact.
James, he got rid of the best generals and the best admirals we had, Obama did. He wasn't on our side at all. That man was terrible. And you know what, Americans, we need to vote Congress people in that have Donald's ideas. We need to do our homework before we go to the polls.
Yes. And the
that's awful important that we have a Congress that supports the man.
Yes. And let me tell you something, folks, where Donald Trump is really, really. I heard a thing. I'm trying to remember who it was. It was a very somebody I really trust, and I can't remember his name, but an analyst on Fox, or a guest who was appearing, said that the actual U.S. government estimate of the year in which China, red communist China's Navy, will surpass the power of the U.S. Navy. That's an unimaginable thing, folks. Guess what year it is, John? This is the official Defense Department estimate of when China's Navy will surpass ours.
2022.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're ready. 2030. Man, that is just a tad more than 10 years away. That'll happen in a blink of an eye. Folks, and Donald Trump's the only one who's aware of this, who's alert to it. The Bushes never, they were playing footsie and patty cake with the Chinese. Bill Clinton was honoring them and loving them. Joe Biden was over there hauling off $1.5 billion. Joe Biden, folks, in his relationship with China, this Donald Trump has talked about this. He said, "Oh, heaven help us if Joe Biden becomes president." Joe Biden, what's a term of contempt for somebody that is on a leash? Joe Biden is, China's, there are a whole bunch of contemptuous terms, but he's their boy. He's their lick spittle. He's their servant. Joe Biden has been bought by the Chinese for $1.5 billion. He's going to be negotiating with the Chinese. Oh, and by the way, I didn't get to mention in the show yesterday, John, I was talking about the Chinese buying up American high-tech dual-use military value companies. Hunter Biden has been doing this as the front man for Red China because such sales require what's called the CFIUS approval. And because it's a military value, a high level board in the United States of U.S. government, CFIUS, has to approve the sale. This is what happened with Hillary Clinton's sale of our uranium to Russia.
Oh, yeah.
She engineered that, CFIUS approval for that. Hunter Biden, because his name is on the board of directors of these Chinese companies, he's able to green light the sale of very, very valuable U.S. military companies, dual-use technology companies, to our red Chinese enemies. Donald Trump is all about ending that. So I cannot wait until Hunter Biden goes up on charges of treason. That is treason, folks. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were fried in the electric chair for selling some of our atomic secrets to Joe Stalin. Hunter Biden has done worse. Hunter Biden has done worse, folks. So I don't see why Julius and Ethel get a seat in Sparky and Hunter Biden doesn't. What's changed?
I don't think the Bidens have ever seen a dollar bill they didn't fall in love with. Another thing, James, these people that sold our factories away, I don't care if they're making shoes or socks or whatever. You know, that's treason, too. When you get rid of an American job, that's treason.
Yes, it is, of course. And, the Chinese, all of a sudden, the Chinese are building nuclear. They're in the process right now, folks, of building nuclear aircraft carriers. They have a stealth fighter that can match our F-22. How did that happen? The F-22, folks, is so secret. It is so highly advanced. How could the Chinese come out with an F-22? Just immediately. You know, you're talking decades and decades and billions and trillions of dollars of investment to achieve that. I'll tell you how it happened. People like Hunter Biden made sure that the blueprints, the digital readouts, all of the information on our F-22 and all of our technology went straight into our red Chinese army enemy camp. Straight in there. These are traitors. And you sell an American company that's building this stuff to the red Chinese. That's what Hunter Biden did and is doing. Where is this guy? Why is the media dead silent? Where is Hunter Biden? Where does he live? Does he live? What state is he in? Why isn't somebody, why does he appear to be non-existent? Because the media, folks, it's 1984. He's in the memory hole. He doesn't exist. If they don't show him on TV, you don't think about him. I want him to be interviewed. I want them to haul his ass in front of a Senate committee. And that's what people like Mark Levin He's demanding that. Come on, you senators, you gutless wonders. Use your Senate committees and subpoena Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and get the bright spotlight, get the camera on their ugly faces and say, Mr. Biden, how much money did the Red Chinese government give you, young man, right after you were thrown out of the Navy as a drug addict and a drug peddler with your cocaine pipe? How much money did they give you? And if you lie, we're sending you to jail. Exactly how much money did you get? We want to see your records, Mr. Biden. We want to see your tax return. That's what they need to do. But nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing it in the Senate. So this is the call. Grow a pair is the watchword for the U.S. Senate at this time. We'll be back with our last segment. John, as always, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
final segment here on the Trump phenomenon. Thank you very much for participating in today's show and tuning us in. The I'm trying to see what to go out on here. I wanted to I mentioned that moment today in the White House where the president is with the Japanese ambassador signing a great trade deal with Japan, and he shows incredible knowledge, incredible wisdom in talking about what's going on in Syria. And the news pukes. They go, well, you know, well, you're abandoning the this and that. You're abandoning the Kurds, et cetera, in Syria. The president shows incredible historical knowledge here, talks about the fact that the Turks and the Kurds have been fighting for centuries and that that's not going to stop. And that we don't, that is not where we want to be. Let them settle their fight without the U.S. being inserted by people who want us to be in endless and ridiculous wars. Here, let's just listen to him for just a moment. Here he goes.
Building submarines, the likes of which is they've never been even thought of before. The genius of them. Hopefully, and hope to God, we never have to use them. But we are doing what we have to do. But we've been there for many years, long, many, many, many years beyond what we were supposed to be. Not fighting, just there. Just there. And it's time to come back home. But I can understand the other side of it. But if you go by the other side, that means we should never, ever come home. We should never, ever come home. And, you know, I have to sign letters often to parents of young soldiers that were killed. And it's the hardest thing I have to do in this job. I hate it. I hate it. Afghanistan. I signed one the other day. Iraq. Syria. They get blown up by mines. They get taken out by a sniper. And I have to write letters to people. And we make each letter different. Each person is different. And we make them personal. But no matter what you do, it's devastating. The parents will never be the same. The families will never be the same. People are killed. Many people are still being killed. It's going to go on that way for perhaps a long time. And we're willing to do what we have to do, but there has to be an end game. And if you stay, it's going to be the same thing. Eventually, you're going to have to leave. It's going to be the same thing. So I think what we're doing is the right thing. A lot of people agree with me. A lot of people agree with me. And again, you go back and see my speeches, a big part of my speech, and always when I won what some people consider to be a surprise election, now I just see a poll that just came out where I'm up massively with independent.
There you have it, folks. That's a man with a heart. That is a peace president. You heard it right there in his own reflection. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll meet up again tomorrow night here in the apparently very popular Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Stay like people. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Stay like people. Don't stop believing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, thanks.